We now welcome on the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Certainly a challenging trip, as you knew it would be, to Syracuse. Your team certainly hung in very well throughout the first quarter before falling 62-24. Just as you look back on that tape, what did you take away from the game?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's tough playing a very pissed off BCS team, you know, after a tough loss to Rutgers. And, you know, they were, you know, obviously trying to look good and score some points. And you know, we certainly didn't play up to the way I would expect it and competed. We certainly competed, and we certainly, I think that's what we can build off of, is the effort level that these kids are playing with is unbelievable. I mean, there's 35 seconds left on the clock, and, you know, they're running, they'll huddle still, and they break a run, and Tyler Carswell just kills himself to run down the field, make sure his kid doesn't score. You know, they ran down the field, entire coaching staff, to try to put one in with 13 seconds left, and the kids got him on the ground. And, you know, I give our kids a lot of credit. It'd be so easy just in a game like that to just let, you know, the other team score. And you know, we've got things to build off of. We have a great group of kids that are busting their tails, and they're mad. I mean, they're angry right now. I think we all are, that we didn't play better and give ourselves a chance to get in the second half with a tighter score.
The down 14-0 early, but then you're able to put together that drive, 55 yards that you're able to get a field goal, and then that big pick six from Christian Lewis. What was the feeling at that point? Were you at least hanging with him after that tough start?
Yeah, we were fighting hard. I mean, there was a couple plays in that game, in that second quarter, that were just so not like us. And you know, we fight back to 14-10. They get a big play on us that, you know, really shouldn't have been. It's how it works. They have a really good running back. He made a nice cut, and we didn't fit it properly, and he's off to the races. So, you know, we had a 3rd and 23 that, you know, another screen we were expecting, and just don't get the guy on the ground, and it splits for another long touchdown. I mean, that kind of took this wind out of our sails for a little while, but we, you know, we recovered, I thought, in the you know, at the end of the third quarter, we started playing again, but we had a rough second quarter, early third quarter, that were just big plays. I mean, when you give up three plays of over 60 yards in a short period of time, it's hard to recover from that against, you know, a team from the ACC. I mean, they're tough.
First question this morning from Mark Singlis. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Greg. The offensive line, did you just write off Saturday to playing a really good FBS defensive line? Or where do you kind of see your offensive line? What kind of work needs to be done there, particularly during the bye week?
Well, you know, Mark, it's a great question, because I think, one, they are very talented up front. I mean, they got a great group. They're very active. Their front seven is not easy to deal with schematically, let alone athletically. They're very talented. You know, that said, you know, some of our younger guys really played well. You know, we thought Ozzie Hutchinson was matching up and hanging in there, and we played without a starting left guard, which kind of hurt us a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, that position is one that's going to make or break us as we move forward here. We have another really tough football game coming up against a really good football team, a top 10 ranked team, Delaware. And we're gonna have to play better on the line. But I have seen signs. You know, the silver lining of a game like that is it's not the silver lining that you would like in a game. But we got to play some younger guys. Our games are so nip and tuck that it's hard to substitute sometimes. And I think we got to play Tyson Foster, center, got some snaps and did well. Will Murata did well at right tackle when he went in. I mentioned Ozzie Hutchinson. Paris Heath got back in the lineup and did some good things throughout the game. So, you know, we're making progress there. That position is a challenge, and they're definitely making progress. But they're going to be a huge key to who we are the rest of these last eight games, no doubt.
And you talked about getting your team some rest. What's the schedule look like this week? How much rest can you give them this week?
You know, physically, we're the other silver lining was we came out of the game fairly healthy. You know, I think what we went in with, we kind of came out with. So, you know, we're going to give them a couple days here, Monday and Tuesday, to work on academics. That's this, you know, the biggest priority for us right now in an off week is to rest our bodies and get some academics done. And then we'll get back to work and practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for sure. And then the weekend, we're just going to play it by ear as we see how we progress through the week.
Thank you.
Sure.
Greg, another young guy that was able to get some time and do some things was your backup quarterback, Joey Carino, led a couple drives late, 7-9 passing, also had that touchdown running. What did you see from him that you like?
Yeah, I just love Joey's toughness and he's completely unafraid to go out there and play. I mean, you could see him running the football right up in there and taking some hits and bouncing up, and he did really well. You know, I mean, I realize it was the majority, a lot of his snaps were against probably a mix of second team guys for a while and then their second team ish type defense. But he did some really good things. I think, like I said, the thing that at that game gave us, at least gave us an opportunity to do, is get some people in the game. I thought Joey Cassell played really well. We need that depth at linebacker. I think that our young receivers are going to be really good. Jackson Parker was very good, made a great 50-50 catch on their corner, their boundary corner. He was open all game. We had him deep for a touchdown. We just didn't get the ball to him. You know, he's really stepping up and getting better. These guys are all freshmen. They all have 4 or 5 years left. We have a great group of young kids, and we were able to at least get them out there a little bit. You know, Roy Alexander is another good young guy. And so we're starting to get some of these young guys show up on the depth chart. And even on the defensive line, which is rare, is we have two true freshmen playing and playing well. So, you know, we're excited about that. They played hard against a really, you know, tough group of BCS offensive defensive linemen. So we're excited about that young group as we move forward into this off week, into Delaware week.
That was the last thing I was going to ask you. Talk about the mindset of your team. You've played three really good teams with NDSU, Rhode Island, and Syracuse now. And as you said, you got another one coming up. But do you feel good about where your team's mindset is, you know, headed into the second part of the schedule?
Well, I think I'm a little concerned with the fact that we're 0-3. And you know, even though we've played tough teams, it's not acceptable. And I've told our team that. And, you know, when you start making – justifications that well, North Dakota State's a really good team and Rhode Island's a really good team, and you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, we've got to go out and play and win games, and though we competed hard and two of the three played you know, gutsy, and we're still making the same kind of mistakes that we have to clean up, and I think we were better in the kicking game, we've been better in the turnover margins. I think they're all good things for us trending forward, and it's a big game for us at Delaware, so we'll be ready.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.